So we are going to start again the Mishnah of the Isha Shinadri Benazir on Daf Chav Dawar Amad Aleph. Isha Shinadri Benazir, a woman became a Nazir, Befrisha's Behemta, she separated her animal, the Akha came from Lobaila, then her husband canceled it. So now she can't bring the Karbanos. So what happened to those Karbanos that she separated? And there are three of them. Chatas, Ayla, Shlamim. So Imshaloy Yaisa Behema, if it was his. So therefore, he only gives it to her, as the Gemara will explain. He only gives it to her as needed, and now it's not needed. So therefore, what she donated didn't mean anything, because she was donating it for a need that never materialized, and it's not hers. So she can't donate his things for a need that doesn't materialize, because when he lets her use it, it's only for a need that will materialize.
Does it matter when she did it?
No. We're talking about before.
What does it mean after?
Well, after for sure it's nothing. It's already canceled. That's even if it's hers. It's a mistake.
Even before, right.
So Hakatas Tamos, I'm sorry, Habehema Taitu V'Cher V'Eder, the Behema is totally chulim. It goes out to graze, meaning back to the flock. Mimshlois HaBehema, if it was hers, Hakatas Tamos, because it is a Hakatas, and it's Nischapru Be'Lah, meaning it's not Nischapru, but it's as if Nischapru, it's not needed anymore. Any Hakatas that's not needed anymore, there's a Lachal Lamaish HaMishkinai that says we kill it. Now the way we kill it is we put it into a room and feed it barley and its stomach explodes. So Ayla Tivka Be'Lah, and the Ayla is brought as an Ayla, because that's what you can do with an Ayla, can be brought as a Nadaba. Ushlamim, I think he just adds the Vav, the Bach. Yeah, Bahashlamim, and the Shlamim, Tikra Shlamim, which is fine, but here comes the clincher. V'nechalim li'aymechad, it's limited. Because it was a Shalmei Nazir for a very short period of time, because at that point she separated for Shalmei Nazir, therefore, it's limited to be eaten in one day, one night. You don't get that extra day that a regular shlamim gets. But the other requirements of shlamim, which are shalmei nazir, to have 20 breads brought along with it, ve'ein entun alecha. It doesn't need bread because in actuality, it is not a shalmei nazir. But it gets the property of shalmei nazir that it's limited in eating. And I don't know the source for this. The Gemara might tell us. I didn't prepare that far ahead. Hayil amastumim. If she had money that she separated for all three, but did not designate, there's two ways a woman can separate the money. She can put aside money and say, this is for Chatas, and this is for Yaila, this is for the Shlomim. That would be one way of doing it, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Or she can put a lump sum and say, these are for my Kabbalah Nazir. So if she did it, the one with the lump sum. So the halacha is Yiplun Daba, and this is halacha Lamaisha Mishinai. Because really, in this money is some chatas, and in this money is some oil, and in this money is some shlomim, because that's what she was planning to do. But since it's not designated, halacha l'maaseh Mishnah says, it goes to Keitz HaMizbeach. It's brought to Yerushalayim, put into the Keitz HaMizbeach fund, which means that whenever the Mizbeach is empty, they have money to bring Korbanos Oila to keep the Mizbeach going. And that's where this money goes. Halacha l'maaseh Mishnah.
Rabbi, yes. Can I ask a quick question? So, with the Ola and Shlomim that are not connected with Naziris, do they have a specific Kavana attached to them? In other words, do you have to have a very specific thing in mind when they're brought?
As an Adava, as a donation.
Just as a donation.
Reuven brings an Ayla, the Kayim brings it for Reuven's donation.
So you don't have to have any certain event or thing in mind for any of these things.
No.
And even more so, she's only set the animal aside. It has not been brought anywhere yet.
Correct. Or the money aside, as we're going to see in a minute.
Okay.
Stuma means a lump sum, not designated.
Was it made for Kabbalos?
No. She said this lump sum is my Kabbalos Naziris. But there are three Kabbalos. And she did not say this is for this, and this is for this, and this is for that. Masma for Russian, if she did say this money is for Chatas, and this money is for Ireland, this money is for Shlomim, so then to make Chatas Yelchul Yamamelech. The money of the Chatas is like the animal of the Chatas. The animal of the Chatas got killed. The money doesn't get killed, but it's thrown into the Dead Sea. That means it's going to be ruined forever. because the Dead Sea has salt, and it corrodes and ruins the coin. That's why we picked the Dead Sea. There is a Shiloh, and this is not for this sugya. Can one grind it up and throw it into any sea? The reason we picked the Dead Sea is because you can throw it in as is. The Dead Sea will do its job. Without the Dead Sea, coins can last in water for a very long time. So therefore, can one grind it and put it into other water? It's a sugya b'sachem. It's not for now. Not allowed to use it, but if one uses it, they're not over me'ila, because since it's not usable money, me'ila isn't something that we're going to use for hegdish. This hegdish is never going to use, so biblically speaking, one would not be obligated for being mayo behegdish. There's halacha, one uses hegdish, they have to pay and add a 25% surcharge and bring a carbon asham. That's only for hegdish that's usable. This hegdish is not usable. It goes to the Yama Melech. So biblically speaking, there's no milah. But the Rabbanon said, don't use it. A rabbinic prohibition of using this money.
There's no milah if you throw it in the sea?
No. No milah. No, 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 no.
That's
how he
taxes the milah. That's good.
What?
But we had a question. The idea is, there's no
Me'ila
when it's cast into the sea.
No, that's not what it means. I don't know where in the world he got that from. Did he quote anybody saying that? I rarely argue on Rabbeinu Artscroll. But
it's a friend of yours, I believe.
Okay, I mean, I have no time. It can be Rabbi Huda. So that makes no difference to me. But I think it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. Take a look at Tyson's Leimei Yalim. Since it's going to the Yama Melach, therefore there's no meal on it.
Since it's going
no, that's where it's supposed to go. Since it's headed there.
He says the thing by the Ola, if you use it, then it's going to say, If you for your own God's cause, you do it, but you are over the Eli.
Because Hagdish has a use for it.
But he says, because you brought it for your personal Ola, there you are using it.
Again. Let me explain the mistake. I'm sorry. Hey, to argue on Rabbeinu Artscroll, but this is, I mean, I think it's a mistake. The May Ayla, Yavi Ayla, Mailam Bad. Because since this is a use for Hagdish, this is going to be used as a carbon for Hagdish. Therefore, it's like a regular Ayla. And an Ayla, if one uses it, is Ayra Me'ila. If somebody designates money for his regular Ayla, this is money of Hegdish, and if he uses it for his personal use, there's Me'ila.
Why isn't it different for
because there's no use of Hegdish. That's what I tried to say. This is not going to be used as a Chatas. This money of Chatas can't be used for a Chatas because there's no need for a Chatas. It's like Chatas Tumus. What would happen if it were an animal? We would kill it. Hegdish doesn't need it. Hegdish doesn't need this money. What are they going to do with it? Throw it away. That's what the Torah wants you to do. Since the Torah, Hegdish has no use for it, there's no Me'ila. There's no use. Hegdish doesn't need it.
And so I can just use it for my own personal use?
Biblically, yes. But rabbinically, they said, don't use it. Throw it away. That's the mitzvah. Biblically, I'm not Ayra Me'ila. Hegdish is no use for this money. Shlomim, now on Kachim Kalim, there is no Me'ila till after Zvikas Hadam. Kachim Kadashim, like Ayla, has Me'ila immediately when you donate it. Kachim Kalim does not have Me'ila till after you Zayrik Dadab. So Shlomim is not a question of Me'ila. So the money of Shlomim, you view Shlomim, you bring the Shlomim. And that's like the animal of the Shlomim. That we said, Nakhalim Liyamechad, it has a limitation when you eat it. Ve'ein tunim lechem, it doesn't need lechem. Rush. Rush starting on the Mishnah. Ha'isha Shinadr ben Azir. Ve'frisha behemta. Shalush behemoth. Chatas, Ayla, Shlomim. Imish Eloi ha'isa behema. It was his money. It was a mistake in separation. The chiyakni law, when he gives it to her, meaning the tzarach lami, he only gives her things that she actually. I don't see why. Is Rush in the Mishnah? There's no Rush in the Mishnah? What? You don't have any Rush in the Mishnah? I have it four lines at the top.
Yeah,
that's Mishnah. You don't have Mishnah?
No, where?
I couldn't follow you yesterday. I didn't see what you did. Where the Rush was yesterday.
No, you don't have any Rush in the Mishnah. They don't have it. It doesn't even have brackets here, so I don't know why.
You didn't have a question on the test.
What?
It has brackets around the word.
I know, but that's...
You can't have any questions on for the test.
I'm not worried about that. Tainted with Jerry Maynard, that Frosh and Batar, so I said, if he acts on Midi, the Tzarek Law, he's only makna something she needs. Midi, the Lord, Tzarek Law, the Akhna Law. He doesn't give her anything she doesn't need. In Mishalai, Sakhata, Sheikh Nala Akha, Manashay, Labai, the Rishusba, how does she have money? The answer is somebody gave her a present on the condition that her husband has no authority. And that's questionable whether that works. But that's the simplest answer here. There are other answers as well. Thomas, because my father is having a chatas that is chapa by law, the lemisa asla. It's like a chatas that the owner had kapara that goes to misa. The eyes of the shlamim be a kribuki, even so oppressed, they were separated. But a chalam ashlam be a mechad, kachayim is shalmi nazir, like the severity of the shalmi nazir. Veidim tunim lechem. But fill it free shalachem, even if she separated the bread, ain't shchitas ashlamim be kachasam. What makes the lechem into carbon is when you shech the shlomim. Since this is not really a shalmi nazir, the bread doesn't get kedusha. Then meal, pigeon, tzarech, you would have to redeem it. Shkrat kadesh kedusha shlomim. You did donate this bread for hegdish, therefore the money, it belongs to hegdish. It's a non-carbon, so it has to be redeemed. One of the halachas of nazir is that you take the breastbone and the right hind foot and you wave it. That you don't have to do. The meaning not copy a nazir. He's not a nazir. It has to be put on his hands. She designated it to bring her kabbalas. And it didn't explain which money, she didn't, she didn't express how, which money is going to go for which. So there the halacha is, to be used when the mizbeach is empty. It's halacha l'maisha mitzinai. You know where the rush is? The rush wrote it a few blocks back. Where Chaval Hamid Beis. He wrote all the rush for all subsequent mishnas. That's why it's not in brackets. I remember now. On Chaval Hamid Beis, in my print at home, it had rushes for the next who knows how many mishnas. Thank you.
Just for the mishnas?
Just for the mishnas. So, on Chaval Hamid Beis, the long rushes of all the mishnas. Okay.
I remember now.
It just hit me, because there's no brackets here. There must have been a reason. I'm not sure remembered. Mefarash. Oh, okay. But for Rashim to make chatas yechol yam hamelach, how will be ilu kana ben behemoy semesa? Since if you bought money, you would have died. Would have died. Got my moss aser bano. The ain behem meila. There's no meila. The kiven delay. Kiven delay yam hamelach aslu. That's how he's gairus. The karo bukach yasha. Exactly what I explained. I have no idea where Rabbeinu Artskol got his shot. That's the gemara vayter. Man Tana, the Baal Le Mishtabed Law. Who is the Tana that a husband doesn't have to bring kabbonis for his wife? If he would have to bring kabbonis for his wife, then if she has a right to take that money to use for kabbonis, then it's, why shouldn't it be a good carbon like it's her money? It's his obligation. Amar Rav Chizda, Rabbanani. Now, let me explain. There's a Makloikis, Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Is a husband obligated to bring kabbonis for his wife? What difference does it make? Well, number one, if he has to pay for it. But there's another difference. There are some kabbonis that depend on financial status. The husband has money. His wife has no personal money, or very little. She is chayav a carbon. She became a metzaira. Metzaira depends on rich metzaira, poor metzaira. Is she a poor metzaira or is she a rich metzaira? Her husband's rich, she's poor. So Yehuda says it's the husband's obligation to bring any obligatory kabbonis for his wife, These are obligatory kavanas. Therefore, it's him that's paying for it, and we judge him by his financial status. And the rabbanans say he has no such obligation. Therefore, she's obligated, judge it by her financial situation. And if she goes begging her husband for money, he can give her the money she needs for her own kavanas. It's nothing to do with him. He's not obligated. If he wants to be a nice guy, he'll give it to her. If he doesn't want to be a nice guy, he won't give it to her. So remain the Mitzayra. That's his decision. Depends how much he wants her back. But that's not the point. So this is the Machloikas of Yehuda and Rabbanan. Our Mishnah seems to say that when he gave her the Kabbanis, that's his money, not her money, and therefore it's only for needs, not for non-needs. If he had a Shibud, then it would be considered like hers. And therefore, it should be like her money. That's what the Gemara assumes in the Hadamina. So the Gemara asked, Mantana, the Baal Loi Mishtabit Lo. Since we differentiate between his and her money, obviously we're saying he has no obligation. Amar Rav Chisda Rabbanani, you're right. It's like Rabbanan. These sound good to Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, Amai Teitz of a Cherubayder, a Mishtabit Lo. Why is it a non-carbon? He was obligated to bring it. And therefore, when she separated, it's like separating from her own money. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That since the Mishnah differentiates his money from her money, must be he wasn't obligated. If he was obligated, his money would be her money for Kabbalas. Rush. And this rush everybody should have. I think you have it close to the top of the page. Mantana.
Yeah.
The Baal Le Mishabed Lo. Amr Rav Chisda Rabbanani. He'll close the Manchler Hufferlo. As long as he did not cancel it, Hiknala Mishalah, he may be a Kaparasai. But he Haferlo, the Mosad Lachikha, the Yaknala. He only gave it to her if she needs it. She didn't need it. Now, he gave it to her because he was kind out of the benevolence of his heart that he let her use his money, but it's his money. He has no obligation. The Esau Gedaita Rabbi Yehuda, he keep it to Mishubitla, but not Ksuba. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is one of the conditions of the Ksuba. Have a lekila appreciate Mishalah. It's her money. It's like her money. She has a right to it. That's what Rav Chisda says. Therefore, our Mishnah that says his money is not her money is not like Rav Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no. Hamishtabel, did not, Tanya. Now to bring the boy, brings the Raisa. Rav Yehuda Aymer, other may be carbon usher, Alishtai. A man has to bring a carbon usher for his wife. We go by his financial status, not by her financial status. V'chein ko karbonaseha shi chayev. All the karbonas that she's chayeves, he has to pay for. Shekach kasev lo. This is what he wrote to her. Right. There's two versions of this Gemara, but we're going to do the first one. When he divorces her, he says, V'chol achrayes the isla alai min kad mizdana. She writes in her receipts. She writes, and I absolve you from all obligations that you had before, that you didn't pay. What obligations does the husband have to the wife that he hasn't paid yet? He fed her till the divorce. What monetary obligation is she absolving him that he has? So Rabbi Yehuda learns that monetary obligation means he has to bring her a kabbalah. She owes a carbon. He has to bring it. So in the receipt, she says, I am absolving you from that obligation. That means there was an obligation that she's absolving him from. There is no other obligation that he has that he owes her money that she has to absolve him. Either he paid it or it didn't happen yet. He fed her. Doesn't owe her money for the food. He fed her. So what is she absolving him from? Must be there's an obligation out there that hasn't actualized yet. Which means she has to bring a carbon. It's his achrayas, and now he's divorcing her. So she writes in her receipt, I am absolving you from the previous obligation. Whereas the rabbanan say, there was never an obligation.
Do they have this language?
What?
Do they have this language?
I don't think so. Rabba Amar Filatamer of Yehuda. Rabba says no. The Mishnah can even go like Yehuda. Because, let me explain it outside. Yehuda owes he's obligated, but he's only obligated if it actualizes. And since he's made for it, it never actualized, so retroactive he wasn't Meshubah. It's not her money. It's an obligation he has to fulfill her need, but it never became a need. So Rav is saying, no, the fact that it's an obligation doesn't make it hers. It gives her a right to use his, but that's all. It is his, and it's only if necessary. Rav Chisda understood that the obligation to fulfill her needs, kabbanis, makes it hers. It's not. That's what Rav is saying.
But why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be her? I mean,
because it's not hers. It's his money.
But for this purpose.
It's his money that she has a right to demand from him.
Rabbi.
When she gives a gift to her, it becomes hers. First of all, most kabbanis do not have to. By the way, kabbanis don't have to be yours.
Wait, you see?
Somebody can bring carbon aziris for somebody else. We had that before. Mm-hmm. Reuven can bring Shimon's carbon aziris. Some kabbanis have to be yours, not all of them. I'm sorry, Avram. One second, Harvey.
Well, what's the underlying factor? I mean, when I give something to someone that they need, so it's theirs.
After you give it to them. Only, but what if I give it to them if they need it? She doesn't end up needing it. It's built into the obligation. If necessary at the end, you have a right to take it. If it's not necessary, you have no right to take it. It's still not hers. Obligations don't change ownership, is what Rav is saying. Yes, Harvey.
You may have answered this with Rabbi Cohen, but according to Rava, a family puts food on the table. She doesn't eat everything. There are leftovers from the meal. Husband is gone. Can she send home a doggy bag with the guests or give it to the poor? Is it only the food that's in her mouth that she herself ingests that she's entitled to at this point?
What you're bringing up. Because I think on Monday morning we'll talk about this. It's in the next Gemara. I don't know if we're going to do it today. Something tells me we won't, but it's coming up. It doesn't really belong in Nazir, but we're going to get there. Because the Gemara wants to know how she has money. One of the Gemaras to consider is that she cuts back on her consumption of food. He gives her X amount of money to spend on her food, which is normal, and she cuts back on that consumption. Whose is that money? You know, I was going to discuss that.
She gives him a receipt after he gives her a gift.
Not after, as.
As he gives it. She absolves him. What does that mean? That he
doesn't owe it to her anymore.
He doesn't owe it to her anymore?
No.
In other words, she became an Azira a year and a half ago before the guest. So there's no being...
He had to bring her kabbanas. He had to pay for it. But meanwhile, he divorced her before she brought her kabbanas.
So she doesn't absolve him. Right. So she doesn't absolve him in that case.
Yes, she does.
Once he gets the guest, he doesn't have to pay for her.
Exactly. That's what
she
writes.
He had a year and a half that he should have paid for.
Again, did she bring the kabbanas or didn't she?
No.
Why didn't she bring the kabbanas?
Because he was delaying it.
No, that's a different story. I don't know. Then she should have taken him to business then. Because she doesn't want to be in a zero for a year and a half. You're setting up a scenario. I'm talking in a regular case. It's number 20, day number 22 of her zero, and he divorces her.
I didn't know that was
referring
to me.
Okay, Dr. Raj. Now, the Raj is going to bring two shots at one thing here. Just in what, who writes what at that? I mean, I explained it one way, that she writes it in the divorce, in the receipts. The Rashi is going to say in other chat that he writes it in the Ksuba, that he accepts all obligations that she will have on Karbanis. Just which way it's written, we have two pshatim in the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi inside. Other may be Karban Asha Ishkai. Apishyaniya, even though she's poor. Even Shu Mishabat, Luhaivi Karbanis Chavisaha. Since he's Mishuba to bring the Karbanis of her obligation. Who Asher and he's rich. Tzarech lehevi aleha kabbanas Asher. He has to bring for her the kabbanas of a rich person. V'chein kol kabbanas yichayevas. Kan chatas. the woman did a sin b'shagig. She has to bring a chatas. He has to pay for it. Asham. Certain sins require an asham. Zava. Yeletus. Mitzaras. Naziris. Avodarim unadavas. Lai. She can't donate kabbalas and then go to her husband and say, I donate it. Can you please pay for it? V'achi mashma Yerushalmi d'ksubas perik nara. This is what Yerushalmi says. The Kamar Hasam, afilo achla chaylev, achilu Shabbos. The Meshagig, she ate chaylev or was machal Shabbos. The mashma dafka karb mechayva. Only if it's an obligatory karb. Avon adarim and adavas, ein achayv, shemibai, why not? You know why? Because if a woman wants to eat the husband out of house and home, she'll donate 100 kabbanas and then go to her husband and say, here's your bill. It's like a credit card. He might anger her. And every day she'll donate kabbanas. He hears that, he can say, no, I'm made for it. But the Ika has said mama because he's losing money. She might make the netter and take his animals before he hears about it. He might be busy and he doesn't hear about it. He hears about the netter, he couldn't react right away. Maybe she'll make him pay Kabbanas Naziris and become a Nazir over and over again. Women don't do that. It's painful for her to be a Nazir. Nazir is painful. Not to drink wine, not to take haircuts, not. We're not afraid that a woman will use Naziris as a way to eat her husband out of house and home. But if she had a right to make the diamond and others, it would cost him a fortune. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay for that. But nobody is Michal Shabbos B'Shoigig intentionally, because that's exactly a contradiction. If it's intentionally, it's not B'Shoigig.
But the Rebbe said that when an elder finishes the appearance of the minig, he has lost the money to bring on.
That's not his obligation. That's a minig. Doesn't pay for her monogamy. No, he doesn't have to pay. It's not an obligation. Shekein kasebes le'achrayas the islach alom in kadmas dana. Haki gosina Rashi beperek hamakabu. Haki gos Rashi. Kshadam egarish ishtai. When a man divorces his wife, uperei l'ksuba, and he pays it l'ksuba. Kasebes le'shayfer, she writes a receipt. V'kosubai, and she writes, his kabauti ksubasi, I accept him, I got my ksuba. You have satisfied all your obligations. Any obligation she had, he was chayv to pay. She's absolving him when he divorces her. Without the word mekadmas dana. It is, he writes it to her. That's the difference in this Gersa. Not she writes it to him, but he writes it to her. Kshadim noisa isha, a man marries a woman. Kaisav zahaloshin, mekabo olu akkol akrayas shichayebes. He accepts all the akrayas of her kabbalas, v'davka kabbalas chavisea. Avodarm nedavas, afilu kshinasa enachayav kidapricious. Not nedarm nedavas. V'chein, love sabachla. What is a single girl? She amassed debt. She has debt. And now she married. He's not obligated to pay off her previous debt. She borrowed money to eat. But she wasn't obligated at that point. She was a single girl. We do what's good for him. Meaning we don't make him pay things that he's not obligated in. And he has to pay. That if the woman died and she had previous debts, the husband has to pay. He inherits her debts. It's only from what she brought him. So he inherits the property. He inherits her debts. And that's to cover. It's not supposed to be the kayach. It's supposed to be loiva. It's the malva. We don't want the lender to lose money. The husband's inheriting his wife. He gets property, and this guy's out cold because the woman had a previous debt. Not fair to him. I will be chosav, but from his own money, lie. The dafka karbanas chavisel kibalolov. He only is obligated in her own karbanas, her obligatory karbanas. It's a big chiddush, this Rush. He pays her kavanas that she was obligated before the marriage. He pays that also. A man doesn't want to have a wife that still owes kavanas. So that he accepts, but no other things. Her obligatory kavanas that she had, he accepts because no man wants to be married to a woman that still has to be in kavanas. So therefore, that's included in when he gets married. So there's two pshatim in this Gemara. One shot, he has no previous obligations. She writes to him, all obligations during marriage, I'm absolving you, which means the kavanas. The other shot is when he marries her, he says, and I take responsibility for your previous kavanas. Because that he takes responsibility, not for her previous debts, not for her previous the Dayam and the Davis, just her obligatory kavanas. Now, there's a machloikis mishainim. The woman has a previous debt and died, and he inherits her. Does he have to pay her debt? The Rush holds not. But the Rabbi Nachman says he does, only from what he inherited. Because it's not fair to the guy who lent her money. She had property, he inherits it, and he's zapped out the gold. Even Rabbi Nachman, who says the husband has to pay his wife's debts from before the marriage, only those that are covered by what she has personal property. She doesn't have personal property, he doesn't have to cover it. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Ikka di Amri. There's those that had a different version of this Gemara. Mantana, same question. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Amr Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda. Meaning, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is only according to Yehuda. According to Rabbanon, of course he doesn't have to give her Kabbanas. He has no obligation. Chiddush is even Rav Yehuda, who says he's obligated, but only for her needs. Exact opposite. Rav Chisda approached it that according to the Rabbanon who say there's no obligation, there's no need for the Mishnah to say that it goes out. He has no obligation to give her the animals. But Rabbi Yehuda says he had an obligation. You would think it becomes hers. And it says it doesn't become hers. Right? Ki mishabed lo b'moses de tzricha lo. Moses and light tzricha lo lai. The E, Rabbanon, let me shubed lo klau. There would be no Kiddush. Frank the Gemara, heki dami de mishabed lo. So how does she have money? Meaning, how does he have a case that it's considered that it's like hers? He gave it to her as a present. When could the Mishnah makes it sound that she took his kavanas? If he has no obligation, what gave her the right to take it? According to Yehuda, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says a man is obligated to give kavanas to his wife, but it's not hers. So how could she take it? Who gave her the right to take it? The Mishnah said she took it and separated it. Somebody separated it. How could she separate it? His obligation is to give her kavanas when she needs it. So how did she ever separate it? The answer is he told her, you have a right to take my animals for kavanas. Not for this garment. She said generally. He gave her voluntarily a right to take her his kavanas. So the Mishnah is saying, since he gave her that right, but it's only for what she needs, not for what she doesn't need. Rabbi Yehuda holds he has an obligation to pay her kavanas. Right? But what right does she have to go take her? Teretz is, he told her, you have a right to take it. Since I'm chayav for your shibud, you have a right to take it. So she went and took it. Chiddush is that even though he was obligated, and even though she had a right to take it, but it's his money, and since it's his money, it's not needed. It goes back to being chulim. That's what the Gemara is saying. Again, the Rabbanan say he has no obligation. If he has no obligation, of course it's his. The answer is, it's talking about, he has an obligation. And he told her, you can go take it on your own, whatever you need. And she went and took it, and separated it. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that since it's not hers, just his obligation, it's not, it's chulin. Goes back to chulin. Let me read it inside. The Rabbanon le Meshabed l'klau. The Lehechi Dami de Meshabed l'klau. So how does that make, if you're telling me that it's only a she, but it's not hers, so how did she separate it? Because under Akhna law, He told her, take it as needed. It's considered like hers. But it's really not hers. Therefore, if she cancels it, it's not a Naziris. Let's read the Rush. Dr. Rush, Alehechi Dami de Meshabed Lo, and the Akna Lo, Havad Lo de Nafsha. Bahabi Kamoi, Shehefrish Mishala. It's like that. But they might be Sheikh the Lokab and the Sound of the Sound of Naziris, too. He didn't say take it for this Naziris. That's approving your Naziris. If he says take these Kabbalahs for your Naziris, he's approving it. Command Amar Kayim Lechi, the Matisulam Efer. Now, Meklara Amalah, he told her before, if Tetzaghi Kabbalahs Krimehachi, if you need Kabbalahs, take from my flock. Rabba Amar, fill the same Rabbana. No. Rabba says it can even go like Rabbana. He Machnila Nami, but most of the Tzrikhala, but most of the Tzrikhala Machnila. It's still a Kiddush. Because when he gives it to her, he gave her the right, even though he didn't have a Meshubah, he gave her the right. So Mamel, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is that the right is only when you need it. So Rabba doesn't see a reason to have to say it's going like a Yehuda. The same Kiddush can be said in Rabbanah. He gave her the right. Once he gave her the right, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no bigger Kiddush, and therefore Rabba says it can go like everybody. Im Shalah Haisa Behemta Chatas Tamos V'ayla Tikra V'ayla. The Mishnah said if it was her animal, Frek the Gemara, he minala. How does she have money? Her amret, ma shakonsi in shakona baila. Whatever a woman gets belongs to her husband. So how does she get money? Amar Papa, she kimtsa mi yisasa. She went and kimtsa, and she cut back, but it's a better word for it, simtsama. Article.
Frugal.
Frugal from her food. And therefore she saved money. Dr. Raj, Shekimtsa Mizasa, Tzimtsama Mizreseha Vaisira. He gives her a certain amount for her food, and she didn't use it. So it's hers. She has money. Iba Yisema, the Aknila Akhar Vamadla Menashe in Labai Vachushusban. Somebody gave it to her and said, I give you the money on the condition that your husband cannot use it. So this is how she gets money. Now that's a machloikis, but the Gemara is going like one month the Amar that says a person can give a woman a present and say your husband has no rights. So she has personal money. Yes?
And I take it this is not a comprehensive list of the types because she could sell a kasuba.
Right. Correct. Yeah, but it becomes a similar. Yes, she doesn't keep the money. It goes back into the pot and he invests it and he gets the payers of it. Selling the Sibyl will not get her money.
He doesn't get her property. What's getting payers from?
She has to invest that money. She gets money, she gives it to him, he invests it. However, there is another answer, that's why I agreed with you. If a husband gives a wife a present, then it's totally hers. So he bought her a Hanukkah present. That's hers. And therefore she has money. That could be a case when she has money. So when you said it's not a comprehensive list, I agreed because of that case.
I'll take it. Rabbi, did you already discuss the case with her bringing property into the marriage before she was married?
Yeah, she has no right to do anything with it because he has all the rights of the use of that land. For instance, she brings a bank account of $10,000 into the marriage, halachically speaking, he asks her, there's two ways for me to do this. Either I'll write you a promissory note that I will owe you $10,000 when this marriage is over, right? And no matter what happens to this money, you are guaranteed $10,000 at the end. That's called nichsei tzei barzo. Or he says, I am taking this $10,000 and I will invest it. The investment will belong to you, but the dividends on the investment will be mine. That's what Chazal said. A husband gets to use the dividend. Therefore, she cannot sell it. She cannot do anything with it. She can't sell it to buy an apartment because she owns it, but with no right to do anything with it as the marriage goes on.
And they can't contract their way. They can't contract their way out of that with the kasuba, with specific wording.
Originally, if they marry, they can contract their way out of it. You're right, and that would be another way she can have money. If the husband forwent, is there such a word? Forwent. If there's such a word, he forwent it at the time of the marriage. Dr. Schwab is shaking his head. he had prior. Forgone his right to exhibit. Much more complicated. Forwent is a better word, but it's Webster's. Yes, better way.
A woman gets her get that. At the moment she gets her get, that's when she's recorded get. And everybody goes shiver, that's when he's
recorded. Yes.
How does a woman, a wife, get from a third party money?
He hands it to her.
With how she coined it for herself.
With her hand.
If she can't even.
Let me explain something. A wife is not an eved. I think that's a very good statement to say over. A wife is not a slave. A wife is a separate entity. She has a hand. She can be kaina. And it's not that she is an extension of her husband. She is not. He has rights to whatever she's given. He has rights in her hand. It's not belonging to him. She earns money. He has rights in those money. It's not that he earned it. An eved has no ownership at all. It's the difference between a wife and an eved.
Am I incorrect in saying that the woman gets the get, the moment she gets the get, she's also free to mekabel the get?
That is true. That is true. Gemara and getting. But that means that he has no right. He can't have a right in the get. Right? So when he gives it to her, how does it take away the right he has in anything she gets? The answer is, as he gives it to her, she gets that right taken. He loses that right. It's a right in what she gets.
He loses the right to what?
To whatever she gets. Any right to get.
And when he gets a present from a third party?
If the guy makes a condition, this is machlokes, whether it works. He made a condition. So he has this is machlokes. One man the other says, you're right. There's no way he can knock the husband out of things. That man the other says there's a way he can do it, but it wouldn't work in this Gemara. He can say to the woman, I'm giving you this money, but it's not yours till you eat with it or till you spend it on wasting it, whatever you want to give it for. But then it belongs to the guy who gave it till that very moment. Whereas here we want her to have money. Not really, because it becomes her kabbaris. This is a big shayla. Achranim talk about this. If he says, I'm giving you a present for use of korbanos, and then she buys the korban, is it his or hers? Whose animal is it?
What difference would it make?
Well, it's shaloi shala. The Mishnah said shaloi tirtate to mature
maeder. It wouldn't be the husband.
Well, it might be the original guys.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the husband that he would go back to his club.
Why? He's kind of an animal. It's true. That's true. Now, I've heard him talk about this case, if that works or not. You're right. Maybe. Okay, we'll stop over here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. You sent it to him. Hope you woke him up. Have a wonderful